Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're going to keep checking in on the war between Israel and Hamas, launched when the militant group Hamas, based in Gaza, attacked Israel over the weekend. Israel launched heavy airstrikes in return, including overnight. The latest death tolls show over 900 Israelis killed, more than 800 Palestinians, a third of whom are said to be women and children, thousands on both sides injured. Journalist Dalia Hatuka joins us now from Ramallah on the West Bank, the Palestinian enclave across Israel from Gaza. And Dalia, you know, just to remind listeners, Gaza is governed by Hamas. It's blockaded entirely by Israel. The West Bank is occupied by Israel. But Palestinians have been able to travel into Israel. How is the war affecting them? What's going on now?
Well, actually, Palestinians are not allowed into Israel at the moment. What's happening is that there's a lockdown that's been imposed by Israel's army. So it makes it difficult to leave or enter the West Bank or move between towns and cities. In certain places like Bethlehem, Hebron, East Jerusalem, Israeli forces placed large cement blocks and earth mounds. And so people haven't been able to move. And it's kind of difficult also to use the border crossing into Jordan. There are certain numbers that are allowed in and out. And there are reports that Israel is not allowing everybody to come in or out as they normally do. So things are a little bit difficult on the West Bank. Nothing like what's happening in Gaza and Israel. Yeah.
No, but we do hear that there have been some clashes with Israeli forces.
Honestly, what's happening right now in the West Bank is more so related to violence by Israeli settlers. Israeli settlers are basically rampaging through the West Bank. They're armed to the teeth. And in certain areas like Hebron and Nablus, there have been at least one Palestinian who was stabbed to death. I spoke to his family earlier. There's the torching of homes, cars, and other property. And so far, at least 17 Palestinians in the West Bank have been killed since Saturday. That's according to the Ministry of Health.
Terrible. Tensions had already been there between the settlers and Palestinians in the West Bank. And as you say, it seems to have escalated. But we know Palestinians around the world don't speak in one voice about what's happened over this past weekend. But what's the view from the West Bank?
There's a lot of low morale because people don't want to see other people being hurt, regardless of who they are. The attack by Hamas has been described as unprecedented, which it is. But others say it's unprovoked. But if we look at the history, that suggests otherwise, because you have a litany of grievances and grim realities that are imposed by a decades-old Israeli military occupation that continues to contribute to the daily violence afflicting Palestinians. It's not that this has happened in vacuum. Gaza under siege, you know, is a pressure cooker. And so recent years have been marked by at least like five wars, killings in the West Bank, home demolitions, displacement of entire communities. So the pressure cooker eventually explodes.
Is there any anger at all at Hamas from Palestinians in the West Bank?
Yeah, there's anger. Of course, there's anger. There's anger at a lot of leaders. There's anger at Netanyahu, at Hamas, at the Palestinian Authority. But I think ultimately people realize that this did not happen in vacuum. And this is something that has been ongoing for decades. And at the end of the day, I think what people want is, yes, they want peace, they want justice, and they want a state of their own. And that's the kind of thing that you can only get when the occupation ends.
Well, meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said yesterday, what Israel will do to its enemies in Gaza in the coming days will reverberate with them for generations. And we know that there are several hundred thousand Israeli reservists at Israel's border. Is there fear of a ground invasion? And just in general, seeing what's happening in Gaza, the bombing, the devastation, how are people responding to that?
Yeah, people are really afraid. You know, there are entire families that have been wiped out. People are afraid of a ground invasion. That's going to be horrendous because If we look at past wars that have been waged in the Gaza Strip and between Hamas and or Islamic Jihad and Israel, we've seen that it's absolutely devastating. I mean, we still see rubble from previous wars on the streets of Gaza. There's about 1,000 Israelis that have been killed. There's people who are still looking for their loved ones. There are people who have been taken hostage. The situation is devastating for everybody. There's fear and eerie sense of unease, and it's permeating every street, every alley, everything. And morale is low. And so we're just sitting here and, you know, I mean, in the West Bank, we're trying to see what happens, basically.
That's Dalia Hatouka, a Palestinian-American, a journalist based in Ramallah in the West Bank. Thank you so much, Dalia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You stay safe.